Time to look at developments on the market at 6 minutes past six. It's mostly red apart from gold ending the day up in the green, while the All Share Financials, Resources, Industrials and the Top 40 end the day down. Portfolio manager at BP Bernstein, Makwa Masilela, joins us as usual on a Thursday. Good evening.
Evening.
Talk us through the day's market developments.
True, another down day, but yes, we managed to recoup most of the losses. To think that we ended up the day down almost 256 points, there was time during the day we're down almost more than 400. And I think because we've seen waking up that the U.S. Treasury yields were high, as a result the dollar was stronger than most currencies. And given that most commodities are priced in dollars, so that had a negative dent on commodity prices. And also the news coming out of China, which was kind of mixed. Yes, the growth was 6.8 as expected, but lower than the 6.9 in the second quarter. And they had very good numbers or beating market expectations when it comes to the industrial production, the likes of retail sales. But the fixed asset investments were very disappointing. So that was kind of mixed. And we also had this whole thing with Spain in the region having a deadline. You know, then we saw the socio-political tension continuing. Spain saying, you know what, we're going to trigger that Article 155 come Saturday. And that continued to be negative, especially on the euro side of things. But later in the day, I think we managed to recover. And why we saw the euro, you know, doing away with those negative news coming out of Spain, strengthening, and the rand as well strengthening. And yeah, that managed to help us to erase most of the losses. And to be honest, you know, generally the markets are celebrating this whole thing of global growth bouncing back, and also the possibility of the tax reforms coming out of the U.S. Those are still, you know, helping the market or cushioning the market not to fall as hard as maybe they might fall. And bear in mind that today is the 30th anniversary of the 1987 market crash, but that has nothing to do with the markets. As we're talking now, the Dow as well was beat down, which managed to close at record highs yesterday, but it was pulling down. So I think those are the main things that have been driving the markets today.
How did the rand fare?
The rand managed to at some point, ignoring what was happening with the euro, the rand and the Turkish lira managed to strengthen among emerging market currencies when the dollar was strong. So I think the rand was getting the cue from the fact that we woke up to the news that at least the finance minister is doing something when it comes to state-owned enterprises. That was positive for the rand. The likes of the retail sales numbers were also positive for the rand. But now, as the euro now also starting to strengthen against the dollar, the rand also tracked that. We know that we tend to track the euro because that's our major trading partner.
Yeah. Tell us then about developments at AngloGold Ashanti.
Very interesting. If they manage to get it through, that is through the DMR, through the Competition Commission, AngloGold will end up having their total production in South Africa just accounting 13% to their production. The guys did mention in June that they're looking at keeping other mines under care and maintenance, and that will result in almost 8,500 jobs being lost. But yeah, good news that we've seen Harmony buying some of the mines, and there are some synergies from that side. You know, I mean, Harmony is prepared to pay almost $300 million US dollars, and that will increase the Harmony's production by almost 250 tons a year. That's good news. And then we also have the guys from China as well. The guys already are in South Africa because they own one of the gold mines, the Village Main Reef. The guys will also be buying some of the assets for just under, what do you call it, 7.2 or so million dollars. So all in all, AngloGold will manage to raise almost 4 billion out of this whole thing if it goes through. And the company, they've got a debt of almost 30 billion. So they can use some of the cash to be able to reduce all that. And I think that's positive, you know, going forward, given the tension of the Chamber of Mines and also what's happening with the Minister of Minerals and Energy. Let's hope they approve the deal for the sake of saving jobs.
Then what's the latest from Lewis?
Lewis, very interesting. We know Lewis, they operate mainly in the lower segment of the market.
Yes.
So for them to look at acquiring what we call UFO, UFO, they've got almost 30 stores and it's mainly operating in the 9 to 10 plus LSM segment. There's more of luxury brands more than anything.
Okay.
So that gives Lewis a good entrance when it comes to that. And for me, what's more interesting that UFO, they're pure cash business. So that's perfect. We know that what has been happening with all these credit sales.
Yeah.
So you'll be happy to have someone who's doing most of his business cash-wise. But now UFO, I mean, their concentration is more into Gauteng because most or more than 50% of their stores that just back home here.
Yes.
So let's hope Lewis will manage to get the guys to be nationwide. And I think it gives them a nice footprint going forward.
Thank you so much for your contribution. We'll leave it there for this evening. Portfolio Manager at BP Bernstein, Malcolm Masilela with the day's market wrap.